Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zayed Al Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. How we are able to become Khalifatullah Fil Ard, to be the vicegerent, to become someone who inherits the important, valuable, rich heritage that we have as far as our culture in religion is concerned, and also that which has been entrusted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in this part, part number 5, which is how humans should deal with nature, one of the things that we need to remember is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed things on this earth, and it is our responsibility to take care of them. So they are amana. God has entrusted us with dealing with affairs of this earth, affairs of creation. I think when it does come to the environment, when it does come to the importance of honoring and respecting nature, a lot can be said, because nature becomes one with us. You know, we have that connection, we have that relationship that we need to continue to preserve. That's why there are huquq, there are rights related to land, to the earth, you know. We're going to be using it for cultivation. We're going to be sniffing the air. We need oxygen. We need the water. We need soil. We need the ocean. We need desert. We need the mountains. We need plants. We need the animals. We need all of these things for us to be able to continue to survive in our society. So with our religious instructions, we're able to make sure that we keep things clean and stay away from any kind of destroying of nature. Just a few points that Sheikh Jawadi Amuli mentions here, I'll discuss very quickly. He says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says, "Inna Allah ta'ala tayyibun yuhibbu tayyib." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good, is nice, is tayyib, is pleasant. And he likes the pleasant. He likes at-tayyib. Nadhifun yuhibbu an-nadhafa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clean and he loves cleanliness. Fanadhifu afniyatakum. So therefore, clean your places of residence where you live. Afniyatakum. And this kind of hadith instructs us, gives us that important principle that if we were to make sure that our houses are clean, our places of residence are clean, we're also going to make sure that the area around us is going to be clean as well. Because the foundation of cleanliness, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi says, from the perspective of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, is something angelic, it's something godly. Cleanliness is godliness, as they say. Also, a second point Sheikh Jawadi Amuli mentions is cleanliness brings about good, pleasant smells and nice scents. And a bad odor is also going to be something damaging, you know, that something that would, you know, repel people, keep people away from you.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book مفاتيح الحیات, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فلان نماز قصاب داره فلان روزه هم
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فلان درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons.
Of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Based on the ahadith, these things should be done continuously and ongoing. You don't only focus and take care of cleanliness on a Friday or once a month or whenever you know, a holiday comes up. No, you make sure that you clean as you go, as they say. You know, you cooked, clean after yourself. You spilled something, clean after yourself. And this is a communal responsibility as far as cleanliness is concerned, not only individual, but also collectively. Number four is that when it does come to having good sense, good smell, that loyalty that a person has to stay clean, personal hygiene, and also cleanliness around himself or herself, they will become known to have such a quality. And of course, that's going to be a wonderful thing that would bring about a lot of pride for an individual. Seeing that it is an amana, everything around us should be looked at with this kind of vision and view. There's this hadith that Sheikh Jawadi Amali mentions here, and he also explains that this is just one application, doesn't necessarily need to be that itself. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi referred to the mountain of Uhud, and he said, هَذَا أُحُدٌ جَبَلٌ يُحِبُّنَا وَنُحِبُّهُ This mountain, Uhud mountain, is a mountain that loves us and we love it. And we can apply that, as Sheikh Jawadi says, to all these other cases and scenarios around us where you might see or think that it doesn't have feelings, you know, cutting down a tree or just for amusement or just to build something else that you don't really, really need. It's destructive. But if you have that vision, if you have that outlook, if you have that worldview that you are responsible and you are a part of nature, you're going to make sure that you don't wreak havoc. And that's why in the Quran it says, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرِيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً These evil kind of rulers, when they enter into the place, they wreak havoc and they destroy things relentlessly and without any kind of care or responsibility. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi again says, and this is very famously known, you know, as far as these ahadith from Rasulullah, وَلَا تَقْطَعُوا شَجَرَةً إِلَّا أَن تُثَرُّوا إِلَيْهَا And don't cut down a tree unless you are forced to do so. You know, when we're talking about al-hawa al-tayyib, about fresh air, about clean water, about fertile land, all these things are things that we need to work towards. We'll continue on in the next episode, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
The There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.